This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, there's a story that we've been holding on to for a couple of weeks, and not intentionally holding on to.
Yeah.
Like it's been in the news, and it keeps getting tossed in that show prep folder that we have.
Right.
And well, let's go ahead and start with it. There's something about a FOIA request that's Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah.
Where apparently some government officials aren't happy that people are asking them questions.
They do not like that. This story comes to us from the AP. Iowa City, Iowa, an Oregon parent wanted details about school employees getting paid to stay home. A retired educator sought data about students' performance in Louisiana. And college journalists in Kentucky requested documents about the investigations of employees accused of sexual misconduct.
So just to be clear here, these are all different things that the AP is reporting that people have requested.
That's correct.
And the person asking for the FOIA request.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Instead, they got something else. Sued by the agencies they had asked for public records.
So what are these agencies again? Just real quick.
Yeah. Oregon student wanted details about school employees getting paid to stay home. So it sounds like a Department of Education or something like that, or a school district.
Yep.
Retired educators sought data on school, student performance. So that sounds like the same thing. That's Louisiana. And college journalists in Kentucky. Investigations of employees accused of sexual misconduct. We'll get into these details of which agencies they were.
Yep. I just wanted to clarify a little bit because you had mentioned them very quickly. And again, just wanted to make sure that we understand the who's and the where's. And
yep.
Oregon, Louisiana, Kentucky seem to be the three places.
So far. Government bodies are increasingly turning the tables on citizens who seek public records that might be embarrassing or legally sensitive. Instead of granting or denying their requests, a growing number of school districts, municipalities, and state agencies have filed lawsuits against people making the requests. Taxpayers, government watchdogs, and journalists who must then pursue the record in court at their own expense.
Right. And I know a little bit about the way the process works in New Hampshire.
Yes, you do.
I've never actually gone to court. There are people that have.
Right.
And from what I understand, if you go pro se, which is where you represent yourself, it's still going to wind up costing you thousands of dollars once you wind up paying for all of the copies of things, and you've got to pay filing fees.
Sure.
And they don't just waive the filing fee.
I don't get it. What are they charging them with?
Let's
explain the process in New Hampshire
explain
this.
And I'd like to preface this by saying Daryl would be our resident expert on these sorts of things. When any of us have questions about how to navigate in New Hampshire, it's 91A. That's our statute that allows for open government, or is supposed to protect us and allow us to have open government. Daryl is the guy that we go to. So please, Daryl.
Right. So here in New Hampshire, you file a FOIA request, 91A request. There's not an actual form. One would think there would be an actual form, but there's not.
You would think, yeah.
You just, make up your own thing. Hell, I've even sent emails that said, this email serves as a 91A request. Please give me documents related to fill in the blank. And you have to word it that way. Hold on, let me explain.
Yeah, he'll get into it.
So you have to word it in a way of, I want documents related to. You can't just say, hey, tell me about this thing.
Right.
FOIA request, you have to request documents. And then if they decide, we don't have any documents, or just, we don't want to give you the documents,
then they'll send some kind of response of, we don't have anything relevant to your request, even though you might know that they do. And then if you, let's just say that they wind up sending you something, but you know they have more. And you ask them, you know, is this everything? Yep, it's everything. If you want more information, you have to go file a lawsuit in Superior Court. That's about a $260 filing fee. And then there are fees for serving. You know, you have to officially serve.
So you pay the sheriff. Pay the sheriff to go out. Or
you can either pay the sheriff, or you can do it yourself and get things notarized, and that's an entirely different process that's time-consuming. And then you inform the court that, yes, these people were properly served. And then you have to start preparing your defense, or you're the plaintiff in this situation, so you have to start preparing your case, and that takes a lot of time, and then you have to take time off work to actually go to the hearing, and well, because you know they're the government and you're not,
right?
They can just outspend you.
Yeah, and there's another thing that they will sometimes do, at least in New Hampshire, and I would imagine in other jurisdictions around the country, and that's saying, well, yeah, we have all that information you requested, but because of reasons A, B, C, or D, which are also listed in the privacy law, for example, in New Hampshire, it might be dealing with the town attorneys, or it might be discussing employee performance, or a couple things that they can get away with. They'll say, nope, denied, that all falls under this reason, and we have a law that backs it up,
and
which you could also challenge.
Right, you can challenge, and sometimes they will, you know, tangentially say that something is related because, well, the lawyer was present for this, so therefore attorney-client privilege.
Right.
And sometimes they might wind up saying, oh, yeah, we've got all of this. It's 20,000 pages. Give us 50 cents a page.
Right. Which they will do. And the courts have backed them up that they can charge you a reasonable fee.
At least in New Hampshire.
There
are times where I've seen people wind up getting a bill because they were emailed documents.
Right.
Yes, we had this saved in our computer as a PDF. It's a 17-page PDF. You still owe us 50 cents a page. Absolutely ridiculous.
We charge by the electron.
Your calls and thoughts. If you know anything about FOIA requests where you live, your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. And we've actually got somebody calling in on Skype that I think might know a thing or two
about this.
Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Well, and there's a lady here.
lady, excuse me.
That's okay.
I hope I didn't trigger anybody.
I'm triggered.
I'm sorry.
Kidding.
She has good trigger control, though.
Yeah, I do.
Excellent. So, yeah, I am in Lexington, Kentucky, and I can definitely speak to the issue of FOIA requests because I have made a number of them in the course of doing some activism relating to surveillance. And to make a long story short, I requested some information relating to mobile surveillance cameras that are owned and operated by the Lexington Police Department, and they don't want to give up that information.
Of course they don't want to give up the information. What information specifically were you requesting? Were you saying, give me all of the video, or were you just saying, hey, tell me where all you've been?
Well, actually, not even that broad. Basically, all I was asking was I want to know what kind of cameras these are and generally how they operate them. So what parameters do they use? You know, do they have any criteria? Are there any judicial requirements? Are they doing anything to protect the information that's being gathered? How do they share it? Just basic things that you would want to know about a surveillance program. And they denied this on the basis of officer safety. You know, everything's officer safety.
Right.
And Homeland Security.
So if you know what make and model camera they have, somehow that's officer safety?
Oh, then people like me could hack it, Daryl. I'd find
Well, you might be able to find where it is
something.
I don't even know. I mean, of course, I don't know what they are, so I really can't tell you.
And they haven't given you any information to help out.
They were surveilling what exactly?
Well, I don't know.
Wait, where you applied, though?
He's in Lexington, Kentucky, and we'll hold you over because there's definitely more that, you know, needs to be dug into this. And again, we're talking about FOIA requests, freedom of information. We should be able to know what our governments are doing.
You'd think.
Right? Well, they don't think so. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. We're talking about FOIA requests. That's Freedom of Information Act request. Because, well, there have been governments across the country that they don't want you to know what they're doing. But, you know, we here believe in freedom, and we think that, you know, we should be able to know what they're doing. And if you file a FOIA request, you should be able to put that on a website. And maybe you want to start your own website where you do that. But you've not yet been able to actually put that idea into action. Well, consider going with HostGator, because they're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they have a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. And the discount that you get depends on how long of a period you wind up getting that initial service. And the discount is good for that initial purchase. So you get 3 years of service, you get a, you know, like 50% discount on 3 years. You only want 1 month of service, discount's going to be a little bit smaller, and then you renew at the end of the term. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator does make it easy. They offer a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, plus they have 24-hour day, 7-day per week phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. Plus, they have a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Again, to get that special offer of up to 50% off just for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL.
Yeah, I'm going to read a little bit more from the story, and then we'll get back to our caller. But
yeah, story from the Associated Press
talking about municipalities and school systems suing people who have requested records under various states' Freedom of Information Act laws. The story continues. The lawsuits generally ask judges to rule that the records being sought do not have to be divulged. They name the requesters as defendants but do not seek damage awards. Still, the recent trend has alarmed Freedom of Information advocates, who say it's becoming a new way for governments to hide information, delay disclosure, and intimidate critics. Quote, "This practice essentially says to the records requester, file a request at your own peril," says University of Kansas journalism professor Jonathan Peters, who wrote about the issue in the Columbia Journal Review in 2015 before several more cases were filed. Quote, "These lawsuits are an absurd practice and noxious to open government."
And let's go back to Skype, where we've got Michael calling in from Lexington, Kentucky. And Chris, you actually know Michael.
Well, I know him online, and we've worked on at least one project together related to what he really does. And Michael, you are the communications director of the 10th Amendment Center. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Excellent.
And that was what kind of dovetailed me into this local activism here in Lexington. I've been involved in surveillance, trying to limit it, and some cameras turned up in a park in my neighborhood, believe it or not. So that's what kind of got me into it. And interestingly enough, you know, you were just talking about getting sued. Well, I've been sued personally by the city of Lexington.
Right. So just to recap, you said in the opening segment of the show, you filed a FOIA request in Lexington, Kentucky, asking for information about the surveillance cameras, of what make and model is it, what are the procedures for how and when and why these are used.
Did you just thought, was the request just for information on cameras in the town, like just anyone's that existed, or were there specific
police
cameras?
Cams.
Well, the initial request was actually broader than that. I asked for information relating to any surveillance. So it was a very broad request. I was looking for any information on drones, stingrays. I named all of these surveillance technologies.
Any government surveillance stuff. So you weren't trying to get information about the 7-Eleven that had their own private cameras.
Right. 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 Yeah. This was a records request to the Lexington Police Department.
Yep.
And so I subsequently found out that the only thing that they admit to having were these mobile surveillance cameras. And then they denied providing me any additional information that was requested in the initial request.
And then you wound up getting sued by the city.
Right. So what happens in Kentucky is if a request is denied, you have the option of appealing that to the Attorney General. And the Attorney General will look at both sides of the issue and they'll make a determination. And when I did my appeal, the Attorney General found completely in my favor. They basically said that the Homeland Security and Officer Safety exemptions they were trying to hide the documents under were BS and told them to hand over the documents. That was the point that I got slapped with a lawsuit.
Unreal.
You know, the fun part of it is here I am. I'm a taxpayer. You know, ostensibly they work for me, which we all know is a bunch of BS. But, you know, that's what we're told, right?
Right.
So they work for me. I'm asking them for information. They're wanting to sue me, and they want me to pay their legal costs to hide these documents from them.
So what
which
was,
they can't do. But
what was the basis of their lawsuit?
So they claim that it's a little bit technical, and I'm not going to try to get too deep into it. But essentially, they're trying to use the courts to expand the interpretation of the statute. They want to expand the officer safety the officer safety exemption so that it will specifically cover what I'm trying to get. It has to do with the fact that the statute is written to prevent the release of documents that are associated with investigations. I'm not asking for anything about a specific investigation. So they're trying to expand that so it can be, you know, just
but Michael,
because they want to hide
what of these surveillance cameras might possibly maybe in the future be somehow connected to an investigation that we may or may not ever actually do. So
right.
Therefore, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, let's sue the guy asking for the records. And here's the kind of the funny thing, though. I don't really think that they expected the kind of pushback that they're going to get from me.
I can attest to
that. They think that I'm some dude that doesn't have any resources and I'm going to go away because, well, and this is really a part of the problem with this process. A normal person, when you get slapped with a lawsuit, I mean, who can afford a lawyer? Who can afford the cost that it takes? Just even if you have the best case in the world, it costs a lot of money to push this forward. Fortunately for me, I have some connections and I have some resources that your average person doesn't have. And of course, I was more than happy to tap into those. So,
what's the current status of this legal situation that you have found yourself in trying to get information?
Well, I found out yesterday that the ACLU of Kentucky has agreed to represent me. So I do have legal counsel.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we'll work together to defend the case. We have to make a response before the end of the month. And, of course, I'm not going to discuss what our response is going to be at this point.
Okay. Completely understandable.
We're going to aggressively defend this. And here's the beauty of it. It perfectly plays into what I'm trying to do because I'm trying to establish in the city of Lexington some oversight and transparency on surveillance. And that involves getting an ordinance passed at the city level. And this absolutely makes my case. The best thing that they could have ever done for me was sue me.
Right.
because it makes the case that this stuff is being operated with no accountability.
You should call in and
no
give
oversight.
Updates.
Yeah, definitely, Michael.
I'll do that.
Keep us updated. You've got filings due at the end of this week. Hopefully they'll wind up scheduling a hearing sooner rather than later. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands. thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pay doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And want to invite you to actually watch the show on YouTube, and you'll be able to do that for tonight's show here in just a second after I turn the cams on, because that's something that I forgot to do at the beginning of the show. But normally you can find those at cams.freetalklive, or cam, C-A-M, cam.freetalklive.com. And, yeah, there's a chat room there, and the stream. And, again, all of the shows, once we turn the cams on, are available at YouTube, which is youtube.freetalklive.com. We're talking about FOIA requests.
Yeah.
And some people have filed FOIA requests, including previous caller Michael.
Yeah.
He's out of Lexington, Kentucky. He's also connected with the 10th Amendment Center.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that briefly. I've been involved in a number of liberty-oriented organizations throughout, I'd say, the last 5 or 10 years. And one that always gets my donation every year is the 10th Amendment Center. And they really do promote, they combat a lot of what's wrong in this country right now, and that is the federal government assuming responsibility for things that just simply are not delegated to them in the Constitution. So I just want to remind everyone real quickly what the 10th Amendment says. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Now, I personally prefer, of the things in the Bill of Rights, aside from the first five words of the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law, like just, those are my favorite words.
Yeah, just end it right there.
Just end it right there. But the Ninth Amendment,
yes,
actually, you know, comes before the Tenth.
It does.
And a little bit broader, in my opinion, says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
And what
that basically says, just because the Constitution says that you have certain rights doesn't mean that's an exhaustive list.
Exactly. And that's an important thing to remember, that, you know, it doesn't talk about a whole lot of things in the Bill of Rights. Those laws that are set up to protect us, protect our freedom of religion, protect our freedom of speech, our right to bear arms, a trial by jury, and all those things that are covered sort of in the first half of our Bill of Rights.
Right.
What the Ninth and Tenth go on to say is, number one, we know we didn't list everything that is a right of yours, and it still belongs to you,
right,
even though we didn't mention it.
There are some people that try to construe, well, the First Amendment only mentions this, the Second Amendment mentions this, the Third, the Fourth.
Right.
So, therefore, that's an exhaustive list of your rights. Well, no. The Ninth Amendment says it's not an exhaustive list.
Wipes it all out. And where the Ninth Amendment leaves off, the Tenth Amendment picks up and says, and not only is it not an exhaustive list, but because we didn't, if we didn't name, it goes the other way. If we didn't specifically give the federal government the power to do X or to do Y, then sorry, federal government, those powers still remain with the people or with the states. And so that's a very powerful thing.
So how do you think America got to the point where at one point in time, the majority of people here agreed that constitutional rights were like the foundation of this nation in terms of unity? How did we get from that to where we are today? I mean, was
all
it just
for my 2 cents,
well,
worth?
Was it just
I'm still not entirely positive that when the Constitution was adopted, a majority of people supported it, because there were still a large segment of the population that were anti-federalist.
Yes.
Meaning that they preferred having the Articles of Confederation, but because ratification of the U.S. Constitution was not up for a popular vote,
right,
it was up to legislative bodies, and, well, we know how legislative bodies are comprised, where legislators largely choose their constituents instead of the other way around.
So it really is, in essence, like, even the people that support the Constitution are just one side to a war.
Well, yeah, but this one happens to have gone on for a couple hundred years. What Daryl talks about, the Articles of Confederation, which was sort of our first constitution, if you want to call it that,
yes,
made the federal government very, very weak, to the point where they really couldn't even raise money to do all the crazy things that the federal government at that point wanted to do.
Correct.
So a bunch of people got together and said, well, maybe we need to take another look at this. We'll come up with something more powerful. We'll centralize power a little bit more.
The Hamiltonians won.
Right. So in response to the Hamiltonians, then a number of states and a lot of the anti-federalists, the ones that were sort of against this big centralized government that could certainly occur without some checks on the original Constitution, said, now, if we're going to sign this, we demand that there be a Bill of Rights in this, too, that protects the people in some way.
Right.
And that's how we got those first 10 amendments to the Constitution.
And then a lot of the anti-federalists also just wound up boycotting the Constitutional Convention.
Yeah.
Patrick Henry famously said, I smell a rat.
Right.
Why did they not like the Constitution? Like, I want to hear the argument against it.
It gave too much power to a central government.
That's what the critics of the Constitution said.
Yes, and
that's what the anti-federalists said. And you can go get a copy of the anti-federalist papers. You've probably heard of the Federalist Papers that were the things written by supporters of the Constitution.
Right. Like Hamilton.
Here's the wonderful things of why this should wind up being adopted. And then there were the anti-federalists who wrote thing saying, here's reasons why this should not be adopted.
Right.
But because they were on the losing side, their papers aren't widely circulated. And even James Madison, the guy that, you know, is largely credited with having written the Constitution, many years later actually wound up becoming an anti-federalist of sorts.
Yeah.
I mean, wait a second. This isn't what I meant when I wrote this.
Yeah, and there was a lot of that. And another thing, Heather, to answer your question, mm-hmm. how it sort of evolved is, courts started supporting uses of the what we call the general clauses. So, shall support the general welfare. You know, they said, you know, courts were agreeing with states that said, well, yeah, my program to, you know, allow sugar beet production and tax everybody else who does it, that sort of promotes general welfare and interstate commerce. So once the courts started taking a real loose view of these general clauses that right. were pretty straightforward when they were passed.
Eisenhower's interstate highway system.
Right.
Would have been deemed unconstitutional in 1830.
Right.
Because, who was it? Oh, yeah, Madison, that wound up vetoing a bill to wind up, you know,
yeah.
paving some roads. Well, because the post office is going to drive on it. He's like, No. Just because the post office uses the road does not mean it's a post road in accordance with the document that says that we can make post roads.
Yeah, I gotta say, there's so much good writing out there, and if you go to 10thAmendmentCenter.com, that's spelled out T-E-N-T-H, AmendmentCenter.com, look in their store. There's a great book, and I should have pulled this up before I actually did this, but...
Just say there's a great book.
There's a great book.
You don't
You'll
need
find
to get the
it.
Name of it. You'll find it. But yeah, they are a good organization.
Yeah, and it really breaks down really what they kind of meant. And a lot of the way those of us who believe that this is still a valid, it's called the original Constitution, what it really said and meant, is a lot of discussion about what words actually meant and how phrases were used at that period in time.
Well,
so they look back to the...
That largely depends on what the definition of is.
Yeah, I guess
thank
you
Mr.
ask,
Flynn.
Right?
Yeah. But the book's written by Robert G. Nadelson. It's an excellent, it's an easy read. But if you really want to understand some of the background to what's in the Constitution, it's unparalleled. And I don't know if they still do it, but when I originally started sending the 10th Amendment Center
And I think they
money,
have a podcast as well.
They very well might. I got one of these books in the mail for free. I don't know if they still do that, but hey, it's still not it's still a great organization to support.
And we'll get back into the article about the FOIA request and the people filing them, getting sued for doing so, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think? Should local government sue people to ask for information?
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working. Don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And did you know that you can mine Bitcoin from the safety of your home without worrying about the cost of constant equipment upgrades, without the worry of buying expensive equipment and maintaining that equipment? You can do that at pool.bitcoin.com. You can make Bitcoin every day, like some of the hosts on this show do. pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can even calculate on the website what you might expect to make as a return on investment. Pool.bitcoin.com. Plus, you can help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. Plus, while you're awake, while you're doing all of the other things that you do while you're awake. And it's very easy. Pool.bitcoin.com. Let's jump back into the article that we started the show off with from the Associated Press, where there's, you know, a growing movement to find out what governments across the country are doing. And this seems to be something that, what, about 10, 15 years, maybe a little bit longer, where the whole FOIA laws started being passed, to where, you know, various governments at different levels say, yes, Chris, you as a taxpayer, you as a journalist, you as, you know, a, you know, student, whatever, you have the right to know what your local government is doing, and here's the process where you can, you know, get documents of what your local government or your state government or your federal government is doing. And people have been, quote unquote, taking advantage of. And, well, some governments aren't happy about that. We heard from a caller out of Kentucky who actually wound up getting sued for asking for information about the police surveillance cameras.
Wait, I have a question for you guys.
Shoot.
All right. So, in the case of, like, government surveillance and stuff like that, like, a lot of the times when it's presented on this show, I notice it's always presented in terms of, like, you know, the government spying on its own citizens and, like,
that's generally what they do.
No, I know, but I'm saying that in general, do you believe, though, that there are terrorists, for example, that exist? Right? Like, the very, like, yes, the government can sometimes be a terrorist form, but do you also think that there are, like,
That's like asking me, Daryl, do you think that there are chairs with only three legs?
That
yes, such a
sense.
Thing. No, you asked, do terrorists exist? That's not something that's a philosophical thing
like,
of, yes, terrorists do exist. Somebody has made a chair with only three legs. That's not up for debate.
So my question is, like, where, if anything, should a line ever get drawn as far as, like, you know, what is our civic duty as people?
If you have probable cause, here's where the line gets drawn. If the police have probable cause that someone has done something illegal, then they can get a warrant and, you know, do whatever investigation they want to do. But you can't just say, well, because bad people exist, we're going to rummage through your laundry basket because you might be hiding something under your dirty underwear.
Because, and here's what the federal government does, or a lot of governments do, because we know terrorists exist, and we also know that terrorists use Facebook, we are going to go to a secret court and we're going to get permission to have the federal government have direct access to Facebook, to everybody's posts, and we're going to comb through every one of them. We're going to analyze them for keywords, and that's how we're going to do our investigations. Not only that, we're going to collect everybody's telephone records, their metadata, to see who they're calling.
We have a document here that was written by a terrorist that uses the word "the," so we're going to scan everything for the word "the," and if you use the word "the," you might be a terrorist.
But the point being, the federal government is allowed to pursue terrorists until it infringes upon either the rights of the terrorist or the rights of other people. And as long as they're following what their powers are, as laid out in the Constitution, which means if they have probable cause, they can go before a judge and they can request a warrant. So all I'm saying, and it comes across often as, you know, just anti-government. Well, no, I'm against very specific acts that our government does. And one of them are these fishing expeditions where they're gathering up, you know, if you think of let's call the terrorists the tuna, and all the rest of the people are the dolphins. They're gill netting all the people in with all the terrorists when they go on these fishing hunts.
Right, and this is getting
ridiculous.
Far a stride from the FOIA request.
Yes,
thing here,
but the FOIA requests are often a response to the government attempting to do things that may be unconstitutional or illegal, and I think everybody has a right and a duty to challenge them when it's suspected that they might not be playing by the same rules that we all have to follow. Now, one thing I'd like to bring up is, you know, if you print out the Constitution, it's about 5 pages long. That's our protections from the federal government. We have about five pages.
I do think
space.
Let me finish.
And use a large font.
Let me finish. We've got about 5 pages that protect us from overreaches of the federal government. They've got 88,000 pages of code just in the IRS to attack us. If anybody thinks this is a fair fight, you're so far, your head is so deep in the sand, it's ridiculous. And we talk about U.S. code. There's hundreds and hundreds of chapters. Each one's thousands of pages long. Those are all directed at us. We have those 5 pages, and that's it.
Do you think there's, like, a way to shrink government, like, diplomatically?
I don't care about diplomacy. You don't even have to shrink government. You just have to get government to actually follow the Constitution, which is the question is has it done that since the ink was dry?
Lysander Spooner said the Constitution's either authorized such tyranny as we have or been powerless to prevent it. As Butler Schaefer says, the Constitution is that document that prevents the government from doing all the horrible things that the government does.
Right. Whenever people give quotes, though, they're like, as this person said, like, I really don't care who said what. Like, I care about what makes sense in my own mind.
Right.
Like, so I don't care who you quote from what book or whatever. Like, I take it like a grain of salt, you know? People always do that, but anyway.
Let's go to the phones, since we've already sort of strayed afar from that topic, where we've got Anonymous calling in. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just want to express gratitude. You folks are doing a great job of But especially the thing that you have an advantage over a lot of other people with me is I'm part of a minority that doesn't do direct internet. Now, that's really a small minority, but we just like telephone voice conversations, and we can sometimes do an email, but we don't really follow the link. And so I've appreciated some of your talk, and I just wanted to say thank you for what you are doing and appreciate your podcast. I'm a little bit limited. I can't go back and find your other podcasts very easily, but your phone system is a nice addition to your tools.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, glad to hear that. Hearing positive feedback.
Thanks for the call. Do you have any further thoughts, Anonymous?
Maybe another time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was so nice.
So now let's delve back into this article again brought up early in the show from the Associated Press about various governments across the country filing lawsuits against people that file Freedom of Information Act requests.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll continue right where we left off. Government officials who have employed the tactic, and the tactic being when somebody makes a FOIA request that they don't like, they take them to court. They do not ask for damages, but still it's basically summoning a person into a court with all the fees associated with it in an effort, it seems to me, to just shut them up.
Right.
Government officials who have employed the tactic insist that they are acting in good faith. They say it's best to have the courts determine whether records should be released when legal obligations are unclear. For instance, when the documents may be shielded by an exemption or privacy laws.
So who was making the claim that it's best for the courts to decide?
Quote, government officials. They're not specific in that.
Right.
But that just seems to be the general thought. You know, we don't want to deal with this, and so just let the courts do it.
Here's the reason they want the courts to decide, because that sets precedent.
Sure.
To where then if somebody else winds up filing a similar request,
yeah, just take it
local
to court.
Government can say, no. It's called
thesis or something.
Precedent.
Right.
So then they can say, a court already ruled that we don't have to give this information out.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.